back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Lutheran schools, do they make a difference? How might a Lutheran education be different? How is it valued by students and by their families? We have some great stories to share with you today. We have two friends from a school right here in the St. Louis area, River Roads Lutheran School, and we have we have a student, a teacher, a principal, and friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association as well to help tell that story. Joining me in studio this morning, Ms. Sinai Davis. She's an eighth grader at River Roads Lutheran School. Sinai, thanks so much for coming over to the studio today and sharing your Lutheran school story with us.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to have you in a studio. Such a pleasant spirit, so peaceful and calm. Are you like this all the time when you're in school too?
Yes.
Tell me, Sinai, how long have you been a student at River Roads Lutheran School?
I've been a student at River Roads Lutheran School since I was in pre-K.
Pre-K?
Yes.
And you're in eighth grade now?
Yes.
And also serving as the Lutheran Elementary School Association student ambassador this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about your role as student ambassador. What is that? What does that entail?
For me, it tells me that I am very special and that I've done a great job over the years doing the projects that I have been doing. And it was all a shock. Like, I didn't even know I was nominated. So when they told me I was awarded, I was like, what?
Now, do you have special duties as a student ambassador as well?
Not that I know of right now, but right now I'm on projects, doing things. I'm always on top of my schoolwork, so.
Tell me about your schoolwork and some of your favorite subjects.
My favorite subject is reading, grammar, writing, literature, and I like social studies, too.
Now, you mentioned some projects. Tell me about some projects you're working on.
The most recently project that I'm working on is the donation run that I am working on for Perryville, Missouri, that have been affected. The families that have been affected by the tornado storms.
Now, why projects like this? What prompted you to start a project like this to help others who are affected by tornadoes?
Because deep down in my heart, I always feel like it's good in my nature to do right, and that I always like to help people. It always makes me feel good, even though I don't get anything in return.
So helping out some friends in Perryville, Missouri. It's a little distance from River Roads Lutheran School. You started a drive to collect supplies to help those who have lost quite a bit in the tornadoes. Tell me about some of the other projects that you've been involved in.
I've been involved in the Map Your World Project. The Map Your World Project is a project where me and my classmates and I work on beautifying the community in our school.
What have you done to help beautify the community and your school? What were some of the things you enjoyed doing with that?
Well, sometimes we go on field trips to Home Depot, get some flowers, some shovels, and we just start gardening. We work on the garden, and last year, we made cucumbers. So we garden cucumbers, corn, tomatoes. And sometimes we use those vegetables in our lunches that we have. And sometimes we give them to families that are in need.
Were there any surprises in your gardening experience?
Yes, like over the winter, how it all just went away. I mean, I guess I kind of expected that, but I didn't think it was going to be all gone like that.
Well, tell me about your family and why you chose River Roads Lutheran School.
Since my grandmother is the principal there, I couldn't really want to be with her. And my family thought it was very important for me to have a Christian education so I could have the God, Jesus in me, so I could share with everybody else and be the person I am today.
When do you learn about Jesus at your school?
Every morning.
Every morning?
Yes.
And what have you learned about Jesus?
I learned that he loves me unconditionally and that he would always forgive me no matter how much I mess up.
How does that help you in your relationships with others? When you meet others who don't know Jesus?
It makes me feel that everybody can be forgiven. Even though they did treat me wrong, I can always forgive them. Even though I do not want to, but I still have to because it's the right thing to do.
Do you have any siblings who come to River Roads Lutheran School as well?
Yes, I have two brothers. One is in the 5th grade and one is in the 1st grade.
Aha. So they're younger than you. Do they look up to you and other 8th graders at River Roads?
Yeah, they look up to some of the boys because they are boys. They usually don't, you know, talk to me because I'm older. And they're like, oh, she's just my older sister. And I'm just like, whatever.
Now, being an 8th grader, this means that your education at River Roads, I suppose, is coming to a close. What do you have plans for next year?
Yes, I would love to be in lots of clubs. And I know 9th grade work is going to be way different from 8th grade work. So I know I have to work on my work ethics. They're already great right now, but I think they should be better.
How do you think your education at River Roads Lutheran School is preparing you for high school next year?
I think it's preparing me by telling me everybody is not going to like me, even though I still have Jesus in me. Knowing that Jesus is always there for me, I know that when I walk into that building every day, I'm going to just have a smile on my face and just show my happiness.
One project that I heard about that you were involved in that you haven't mentioned yet was a library project. Were you involved with the library at your school?
Yes, me and a couple of other students, we were involved in it. And also, Emmanuel St. Charles, they helped. They was a very big help.
What prompted the library project and developing a library? Did you see a need?
Yes, I felt like our students in River Rose Lutheran School needed a library because everybody needed to read. Everybody reading is such a great thing to do, and it helps expand your vocabulary. So I think building the library helped a lot with a lot of kids reading.
Very good. And so what does the library look like now?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's white, got teddy bears all over the place. It's really comfortable and warming atmosphere.
Are you involved in any other activities or any sports at River Roads Lutheran School?
Yes, I do volleyball. I praise dance. I cheerlead. A couple of years ago, I helped out with the pre-K students. I've done a lot.
So you've been involved in a lot. And would you say that you've gotten to know other students at your school as well? Made some friends there?
Yes, I made lots of friends.
Well, I bet one of those friends probably is Mr. Mitchell joining us in studio as well today, Mr. James Mitchell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio. Now, Mr. Mitchell, you have quite a story. A student, a graduate of River Roads Lutheran School, but no longer a student there, now a teacher at River Roads. Tell me a little bit about your start at River Roads. When did you begin your education at River Roads?
I started in pre-K as well, just like Sinai, and went all the way through 8th grade. Then later went to Luther North, and after graduating from Luther North to Concordia University, Wisconsin, where I recently graduated.
So Lutheran school to Lutheran school to Lutheran school.
Yes.
And came back to serve in the Lutheran school where it started as well. Why did your family choose River Roads Lutheran School?
Well, growing up, my parents grew up in a Lutheran school system as well, and they really thought that being at River Roads, I would have the opportunity to receive a good education and kind of build that foundation early on, learning about God and continue to spread the gospel. So just thankful for my parents making that sacrifice and at an early age for me, and it's definitely helped me to get to this point that I'm at now.
What are some of the things that you gained from your education at River Roads Lutheran School?
Well, a lot like Sinai said, just having those experiences where you can kind of go and build and kind of map out your own way where that you don't necessarily get at other schools. I've had teachers that were teachers for me then and are now colleagues, which is a little weird, but just kind of building those relationships to be able to help other students now.
When did you first start thinking about becoming a teacher?
It was always a thought in my mind through high school, and then throughout college, I would come back during the summertime and help out with the kids with the summer camps, or if I was on spring break, come to the school. And one day, Ms. Boyd sat down with me and said that you're going to come in and you're going to be a teacher. And I thought that she was joking around, but the more that I prayed about it and talked to Ms. Boyd about it, God really discovered that my calling was to go and be an educator. So thankful for her, and just to have that thought process and really put that in me, it's definitely played a big part.
So tell me about your vocation, your work at River Roads Lutheran School today, a teacher and also athletic director, correct?
Yes. So I teach third and fourth grade, and I'm also the athletic director. So I have 10 amazing, beautiful students who I'm sure are listening now, and I hope they're doing their work. And just to come in January and to kind of get to know these students and get to know the faculty and the staff that really care about the students and really want to go out and make a difference, that has been amazing to me, just to see how much of an impact that I play on these students every day. And I've seen positive changes in them, from reading scores to behavior to wanting to be a school and being that warm and comforting atmosphere. So that part has been amazing. So I look forward to waking up every day and going to school.
Why did you want to come back to River Roads Lutheran School?
Well, as I said, that's where I started for me. So for me, I thought it was definitely important that I kind of go back and give back to the community and to the school that helped me to grow and become the man that I am now. So maybe hopefully one of my students or someone at that school, I can give them that same message and they'll want to come back and continue to give. And we start this cycle that'll come back and help River Roads continue to be the excellent, thriving school that it is.
When you left River Roads and then went on to Lutheran High School and then pursued your education at Concordia University, Wisconsin, throughout that journey as you're working toward becoming a teacher, were there hurdles or times when you thought, maybe this isn't the right path, maybe this isn't what I want to do, or maybe this isn't what I'm cut out for?
Oh, there were definitely times where you come to school or even in high school that it was kind of like, there's a roadblock here, but I definitely believe that when one door closes, God definitely opens up another one for you. And the more that I continue to go through those things and have those conversations with my family, I kind of discovered even more that education is where I'm supposed to be, because I enjoy helping kids and working with them. So it was tough. It's always tough days, but I know that God has great things in store for me, and better days are definitely ahead.
You mentioned your family. Tell me about your relationship with your family and how that made a difference in your education from River Roads to Lutheran High School to Concordia, Wisconsin.
Every step of the way, my family has always supported me. Even when I said that I want to go and work with kids, they thought I was a little crazy at first, but the more that they kind of understand where I was coming from and the fact that I definitely want to help with the males, especially in that community, they thought that it was a great idea. So no matter what, my parents have always encouraged me and motivated me to do what I'm supposed to do and always go above and beyond. So like I said, just thankful for them and the sacrifices they made and the encouragement that they continue to give me even at this stage.
Tell me a little bit more. You mentioned you wanted to help and make a difference for males in your community. Tell me more about that.
Well, being an African-American male, growing up in the Lutheran education system, there are not a lot of us. You can probably count on your hand. I can count on my hand the number of teachers that were males, and let alone African-American males, that have really helped me and motivate me. And that was one thing that really encouraged me to become an educator, because those people play positive impacts and role models on my life. And to this day, I still keep in touch with them. So the things that are going on in our world today, if I can just help one child, then I feel like that I've done my job and done my part. So the more I can help and as much as I can do, I'm going to continue to do that.
Do you see any in your students, now the students that you've been teaching, do you see perhaps some potential educators there as well?
I do. I definitely do. I have a few, which I won't name them because I know they're listening, but I see a few that definitely have great leadership capabilities and great potential, that they could one day maybe sit in that desk and we can be colleagues.
like maybe Sinai?
Maybe.
When you were a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and you were studying, preparing to become an educator, what did you think would be most challenging in the classroom as a teacher? What did you think would be most challenging about your vocation once you're out in the field and teaching full time? And then what did it turn out to be?
One of the biggest things that I thought that I would struggle with is kind of building that relationship with the students and kind of separating from friend to teacher and kind of being hard on them and letting them know that we can build that relationship and we can have fun, but it's time to work and it's time to do that. But it was the exact opposite for me, because I kind of came in with the attitude and the mentality that, hey, this is business and this is what we have to do. They were more receptive of it, and now it's definitely worked out in my favor, where we can kind of work and have fun and enjoy and kind of learn in a different way. So definitely thankful for Concordia University of Wisconsin and the skills that they have helped me develop, where I can kind of go out and teach my students not only in the classroom, but take them outside the classroom and help them learn and give them skills that they'll need for life.
Who are the faculty, the mentors, those who at Concordia University, Wisconsin, that helped equip you for the vocation you're in today?
Our vice president, Gretchen Jameson, definitely spent a ton of time in her office, as well as Steve Gerner, who was our dean of students, and my mentors, Val Kuiper and Eugene Pitchford. They kind of took me under their wing and said, hey, you're going to do great things, and we see something in you that you may not see in yourself. So they kind of made sure that I had the skills so that I can go out and do great things. So I'm just thankful for them, because at the time I didn't see it. I didn't always know how things would turn out, but it's definitely worked out. And I know that God had a big part in that.
As a teacher in a Lutheran school, how important, where or how do you bring the good news of Jesus to your students in your vocation?
Well, there are always times where we're going to make mistakes in the classroom and life. So every opportunity that I have, I always find the teachable moments and to let them know that, hey, you may have made a mistake, but no matter what, Jesus loves you. And because you've made that mistake, you can repent and ask for forgiveness and we can fix it. So even just this morning, we had the conversation of bouncing back from mistakes and the reason that we do certain things. So there's always something, even when you don't prepare for it or put it in your lesson plan, that you have that teachable moment. So definitely thankful for Ms. Boyd, for her mentorship and leadership, and always letting me know that, hey, this may have happened, but there's a teachable moment in it. So don't necessarily be frustrated or don't think that, get down on yourself because it didn't go the way that you planned, but just kind of find a way to find the good in everything. So,
well, both our student and our teacher have pointed to Principal Boyd. Let's talk with Principal Boyd this morning. Yvonne Boyd, the principal at River Roads Lutheran School. Welcome. Glad to have you here this morning. Tell us about River Roads Lutheran School, a little bit about the history and who River Roads serves today.
Thank you for having us on. River Roads has been in the Baton community since 1869. We are connected with the Ebenezer Lutheran Church. And we really just emerge, you know, from pretty much a group of students from almost like 12 to 13 zip code areas. So we bring in a lot of families from a lot of different areas, North County, North St. Louis, Baton, and Jennings. And so those families come there. A lot of it is really due to word of mouth. And a lot of siblings and a lot of relatives, they continue to come there. So.
What does River Roads Lutheran School bring to this community?
Well, I think it brings like a beacon of light to that community. We definitely have the message of consistency being right there in that community. It is a depressed type of area that our school is located in. And so it is pretty much well needed, you know, right in that community that we're offering, you know, the gospel in that school building along with the church building, but mainly in that school building because that's where the kids are at. And so the families that live within that vicinity of that school building, they get to see those kids. And I get lots of comments from those families that say that, you know, they don't have kids, but some of them do, that they want their kids to come to our school because they see our kids, you know, going from the school to the church and how well behaved that they are and things like that. So,
and how many students does River Roads Lutheran School serve today?
Currently, we have 78 students.
78 students. Mm-hmm. What is the potential in your community? How many more could you serve?
Oh, wow. Our capacity for that building is 210.
So there's certainly opportunities.
Yes, opportunities, yes.
Now, what does it take to serve that number of students, you know, that kind of number of students? That takes resources.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We just recently started a campaign called Save Our School and Share Our Story, SOS to the Second Power. And that campaign pretty much is an opportunity for us to go out and tell that story so that we can save our school and keep it there for many, many, many years to come because it is well needed. In order for us to increase that enrollment, we need to get out there and we need to communicate with those families and find out what they're actually needing. Found out that a lot of those families just need, you know, people to come and talk to them. We need resources. We need funds, you know, thanks to the faculty and staff and the school board, you know, who came up to really say, hey, we need to do some things differently so that we can keep these doors open for these families here. So that's why we started that campaign, SOS.
So not just keep the doors open, but to thrive.
To thrive.
To be a thriving gospel yes. ministry that
Absolutely.
Brings that good news of Jesus
yes.
Through this Christian education.
Well, I know one of the programs that Sinai has assisted with and quite a few of the faculty members is called Praise and Fellowship Ministry. And we have that on Wednesday. And that's our opportunity to reach out to the community and also to the families that's within our school, you know, community. And what that is a time where we have a Bible study and Frog, which is fully relying on God, youth ministry, where the kids will come together. And we use Acts 2:42 as our basis, our scriptural basis, to bring those families together. And the kids, you know, they pray together. They praise God together. And they love that. We have 78 kids now, and we have over 35 kids, and the parents would come back and forth, you know, to stay for that praise and fellowship. And Sinai has volunteered many times, you know, to help in that program, to work with the little kids.
Well, very good. How can we find out more about River Roads Lutheran School?
We have a website, which is www.riverroadslutheranschool.org, or you can contact us at our phone number, which is 314-388-0300. And we also have a GoFundMe page out there that shares some of our stories, and it's updated quite frequently. And it is Share Our Story to Save Our School. And if you go out there and just read some of those stories and see some of the pictures, you can get that. But I do have to say that we couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for being part of the LESA organization, the Lutheran Elementary School Association.
And speaking of Lutheran Elementary School Association, in studio with us today, Kit Auble of LESA. Kit, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
An exciting event coming up to support schools like River Roads, one of several Lutheran schools here in the St. Louis area. Tell me a little bit about this event that's coming up just not too far away.
No, April 22nd, 13th annual, A Night for Kids tribute dinner auction, where Sinai K. Davis will be honored as our student ambassador, and she will receive a scholarship underwritten by the Lutheran Church Extension Fund for her future education plans. And this fundraiser is our largest fundraiser. It raises nearly 50% of our building block scholarship program revenue. And it supports our professional development programs, which serve 35 different Lutheran schools, serving 9,000 students and 500 faculty members in the bi-state region. So it's really an important fundraiser for us, and people can participate in this fundraiser by sponsoring the program, a tribute ad in the program, an auction gift, or attending, and of course through prayers.
Very good. Just under a minute left. How do we register? Do we need to register, get tickets for this event, I gather?
Tickets are $65, and you may get them through our website at lesastl.org, or you may call 314-200-0797.
All right. Very good. And that is coming up again April
22nd.
A Night for Kids. Yep. Oh, great way to support Lutheran education right here in the St. Louis area, including fine students like Sinai. Thanks so much to everyone for being my guest this morning. Sinai, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story and being my guest on Faith and Family today. It was a privilege to talk with you.
You're welcome.
And Mr. James Mitchell, teacher and athletic director at River Roads Lutheran School, thanks so much for sharing your story. A great one indeed.
Thank you for having me.
And Mrs. Boyd, thanks so much for being my guest principal of River Roads Lutheran School. Thanks for sharing about River Roads today.
Thank you.
Kit Auble, always great to have you here.
Thank you, kind sir.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at kfuo.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.